This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
And welcome to Atlanta Living, broadcasting live from the Atlanta Home Show at the Cobb Galleria. Thanks for joining us. We have in the studio, we have Chef Daniel Hubbard with Double Zero. And if you have not eaten at this restaurant in the Atlanta area, in the Emory area, as a matter of fact, you're really missing out. So, Daniel, you're executive sous chef at Double Zero. It was in Sandy Springs, and you helped orchestrate that move, the concepts that you were switching over to the Emory campus. And Double Zero is not just a pizza restaurant. It has fresh homemade pastas and lots of other dishes. So why don't you give us the overall feel that you want listeners to come away with when they visit Double Zero? Are you an Italian restaurant? Are you an American restaurant? You obviously are famous for your pizza.
So when guests come into the restaurant, the first thing you see are the Mike Gregg artwork that's on the walls. So we kind of like a very cool, hip atmosphere. With the food side of things, we really like to take things up another level to where...
So you take things up another level as far as the quality of the food, the ingredients, the atmosphere?
So the atmosphere is a really, really cool, kind of a street feel to it. The food is a very, very chef-driven style of food. It's very Italian-inspired, but we as chefs like to be able to have the freedom to create pretty much whatever's on our mind or whatever's trending.
Do you change daily?
We do daily specials.
Is it kind of whatever comes in the market basket that day?
We really look at using a lot of local farmers. So pretty much whatever they are growing specifically for us is what we will be using on our menu.
Okay. And how often do you let the staff say... Does the executive chef let the executive sous chef, you go, I've got this great idea for a piece pizza or a pasta or a small dish. I want to add dates to this, or I want to do this crazy thing. How often does that make it to the table?
So I am fortunate enough to have such a cool boss, Edwin Molina, that allows myself and my staff underneath me to bring any idea to the table. And it really allows for a very fluid kind of creative atmosphere, if you will say.
Well, it has to keep morale pretty high.
Oh, yeah. In the restaurant industry, the worst thing is becoming stagnant.
The same thing over and over and over.
Yeah. So what we really try to do is we really try to stay fresh with everything. Always coming up with new ideas, new techniques, new ways of serving dishes. Me personally, I'm into this style right now of big kid food.
Now, what do you mean by that?
So we had this dish called the pork belly corn dogs.
Okay, pork belly corn dogs. So you're making the corn dogs out of pork belly.
Yeah. So instead of a normal hot dog, we took something delicious like pork belly. We braised it in the oven for 3 hours until it's tender. And then we
put it in the casings.
No, we fry them and then dunk them in corn dog batter and then fry them like that. So you end up with something that people can relate to and they know what it is.
That's an adult corn dog.
It is. And people really get excited about stuff like that, where it kind of just takes you back to your childhood, to where you can really relate to what you're eating. But the flavors are just a step above of what you would normally get.
Now
from
that
a corn
sounds
dog.
Like a party in your mouth right there.
Pork Everybody belly loves corn parties dogs. In your mouth.
Now I hope that you've kept that on the menu.
No.
We
like I said, we like to stay very creative and very fluid in the restaurant. So we change the menu normally every 3 months. So
well, you know, summer is just right around the corner, so I think it's time to bring back
the pork belly corn dog.
The pork belly corn dog.
Well,
I put my vote in. I'll start protesting
outside.
We'll
just have to talk to Fred about that one.
Okay, let's do that.
Fred has the very last say-so in the menu development.
Okay, I'm excited about that. What other things have you brought to the menu?
So we recently brought in an ahi tuna crudo, which is basically a serving of raw tuna that is sliced very thinly, mm-hmm. and is served with a chili pepper sauce, some cold roasted beets, some radishes, very light, delicate flavors, but still very, very delicious.
Where did you get your roots for loving to cook? I mean, you started out as a dishwasher.
Well, as a young child, my dad was always away doing the whole baseball thing.
He was an Atlanta Brave.
He was. So my grandmother would always be the one cooking for us. So she was an amazing cook. So I really learned my roots and love of food from her. And from there, I've had so many other jobs that were very, very unfulfilling. And I wasn't able to express my creativity like I really wanted to. But in the kitchen, I really found myself and what I really love to do. So
now, is your grandmother still living?
She is. She
what is. Does she think about your pork belly corn dogs?
Isla May has not had the pork belly corn dogs yet. She's a Southern lady.
I think she would love this.
Oh, yeah. She loves the fried chicken and a lot of grilling and smoking of meats. She taught me a lot about preserving vegetables, pickling stuff, and probably the best banana pudding you've ever had in your life.
Is that on the menu?
No.
Oh, I'm getting my protest board ready. I'm going to be walking up and down the street right there on the street that runs in front of, what is the street that runs in front in the Emory area?
North Decatur.
North Decatur.
North Decatur.
Don't mind me. I'll be running up and down North Decatur asking for
banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
And pork belly corn dogs. But on the dessert side of things, I don't really get my hands into the desserts too much. We have a phenomenal pastry chef, Victoria Shore. She came from Cooks and Soldiers.
Oh, wow.
But she is absolutely phenomenal at pastries. Everything, as we do with anything else in the restaurant, everything's made fresh daily. And when anybody who comes in, I suggest staying and getting that dessert.
So maybe I should not eat that second or third slice of pizza or that second or third small plate and save room for dessert.
Well, you can always get it to go, right?
I love the way you think. Get it to go.
Get it to go.
Savor it for later. That's a great idea. Now, the name 00 has a meaning for it when it comes to pizza.
Yeah, so not just for pizza. 00 is a certain style of flour. It is the finest grade of flour, so it's almost like a talcum powder. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it gives the pizza a very light, airy, crispy crust. But we also use it in our fresh-made pastas. And in a lot of our desserts, too.
So do a lot of the restaurants around town who are claiming to be the best pizza that you've ever put in your mouth, are they using 00?
They might
flour?
Be using 00, but we have one thing that most places in Atlanta don't have. We were gifted a wild yeast starter that's over 100 years old. We have to feed it twice daily. It really has this very pungent sourdough smell to it, and it gives our pizza dough the flavor that's kind of incomparable to any other pizza
place. And if that
place.
Starter dies, it's just gone.
It's gone. Yeah, it's
who has the responsibility of keeping the starter alive?
That would be me. I come in.
No pressure, Mr. President.
I know, right? I come in at 9 o'clock every morning, feed the starters, let them rise.
Tell people how you keep the starter alive.
So basically, the starter is a living organism that, when you feed it flour, it feeds off the sugars in the flour and it rises. So whenever you go to feed it, you pour out. We usually have a 3 liter of the yeast, and we pour out 2 liters, and we add in 4 cups of 00 flour and 90 degree water, which activates the yeast, which at that point it'll start feeding on the sugar. And that's pretty much it. It's very simple, but It's a something that's very important to us.
And it's a true science. You can't have your water too hot or too cold.
Yeah, if it's too cold, the yeast won't activate and you won't feed and the starter will die. If it's too hot, then you'll just kill the yeast right then and there. So it has to be, we like to keep it right at 90 degrees.
This is all fascinating. It's a true science to make the perfect pizza, folks. And they're doing it at 00 in the Emery Village. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Daniel Hubbard with 00. So stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we are broadcasting live from the Atlanta Home Show here at the Cobb Galleria. Come out and join us. We have Daniel Hubbard here, and we are talking about 00. It was in Sandy Springs, just there at the perimeter there, and it moved to Emery Village. And if you haven't tried it yet, it's delicious. Great pizza, great handmade pastas, and the best small plates you've ever had. So, Daniel, what is your favorite? You have a partnership with the Big Green Egg, so you're doing a lot of smoking and grilling back there. So I'm sure you're doing something with small plates as far as the Big Green Egg goes.
Yeah, so we do a lot of work with Big Green Egg. They are a local Atlanta-based company, but we use their product specifically for one of our small plates called the smoked brisket arancini. So we smoke
arancini is that pasta that looks like an ear?
That's orchietti.
Oh.
Arancini is a traditional Italian street food made of risotto that's been a little overcooked.
Uh-huh.
And it's breaded and fried.
But what we
do is we smoke brisket and chop it up into the rice. And stuff it with a little bit of Georgia Gold cheddar, bread it and fry it, and serve it with a honey truffle aioli. It's absolutely the most amazing small plate ever.
Did you just hear my stomach growl?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. I'm starving now. That sounds incredible. So the small plates are a hit at 00 in the Emery Village. And so you need to try them out. So where is the exact location?
The exact location is 1577 North Decatur Road. We are right across from the Emory campus. We do offer our own valet. So anybody coming to the restaurant or the restaurants in that area, we do have parking for them.
Excellent. Okay, so let's talk your bar scene real quick. We have about a minute left. Beer, wine?
We really have everything.
Craft cocktails?
From local beer companies, craft cocktails where we make our own bitters, syrups in-house.
Oh, wow.
We have a phenomenal selection of scotch, rye, bourbons, vodka. We have everything. And our bar manager, Nicholas Dolby, is really a wizard when it comes to creating great, great cocktails.
Well, this is my next stop when I have a weekend away from the kids.
That's my next
date night is going to be at 00. So Daniel Hubbard, 00, executive sous chef, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
You're welcome.
Folks, get out there and try it out. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the Atlanta Home Show. It's the 39th annual Spring Atlanta Home Show at the Cobb Galleria. This is one of the best home shows I've seen, and I've been coming to home shows for years on end. I actually don't miss them. I'm like a kid in a candy store here. This is where if you want to do something to the inside or outside of your home, remodel, repair, refresh, this is the place you come to get the ideas and the new products that are out there on the market. Whether you're going to do it yourself or you're going to hire someone to do it, this is the place to come to find the companies and the products to do it with. Well, we're going to take you on a little trip to dinosaur land through the Stone Mountain Park. Janine Jones with the Stone Mountain Park is here, and it's always a great pleasure to have you on.
It's always good to see you.
Because you always have something neat and exciting and different that's going on at Stone Mountain Park, but dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs are coming to Stone Mountain Park.
Oh,
isn't that exciting?
Yes. Okay, so should I be scared?
No. It's more fun and educational. Like, we're going to trick some kids into learning some stuff, but it's super fun. So we have animatronic dinosaurs all outside on these beautiful wooded trails at Stone Mountain Park. And then we've also added the Dinatorium, which is 4 levels of learning about baby dinosaurs and how to care and nurture them. But also, we have rope nets and slides and all kinds of games in the Dinatorium. So it's a really nice new addition to all of the other fun family attractions at Stone Mountain Park.
Now, this is going to open on March 30th, which is Thursday.
Okay. Yes.
And Stone Mountain Park is Georgia's most visited attraction, and it's such a gem that's
it
in
really
our backyard.
Is. There are so many different experiences. You could almost come out there every single day for a month and do something different each time you come out. Whether it's to exercise, go to one of the Marriott hotels, stay in the campground, go golfing, go to the attractions, go to the laser show. There's so much to do within that 3,200 acres.
There's no way to do it all in one day.
No, there's really not. I mean, I know a lot of people who try, and I always recommend getting there as soon as the attractions open and staying through the laser show, and the kids will sleep so good.
Yes.
So, mom and dad, there's some motivation there.
So, spring break is coming up for a lot of people. This is a great, maybe a staycation. Do a couple of days at Stone Mountain Park.
That's a great idea. I know a lot of people staying in town for spring break. So, our spring fun break starts April 1st and runs through the 9th. So, we have so much going on. We have Dinosaur Explorer. We also have a new 4D movie, which is The Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. So, everything at Stone Mountain Park for the 2017 season has gone Jurassic. So a lot of different fun dinosaur storytelling. We've also got dinosaur karaoke.
There's wait, back up. How do you do dinosaur karaoke?
Maybe you act like a T-Rex and, you got the little bitty arms and dance around while you're singing.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome. Okay, so when we come in, where can we find the dinosaur exhibit?
It's in the Crossroads area, so it's with our Sky Hike and Geyser Towers and the train station. It's in that general area. But what I've been telling everybody is look for the Brachiosaurus, because there's a Brachiosaurus that is 20 feet tall greeting you from the parking lot. So that's the best indicator of where Dinosaur Explorer
is. You can see his head sticking up from a lot of places during the park.
I've been learning a lot about dinosaurs lately.
It sounds like it. I can tell a T-Rex and that's about it. Okay, so there's a lot of interactive things for the kids that are going to teach them. So there's Hattie.
There's Hattie. Oh, I love Hattie. She's our baby dino. So she's a Hadrosaurus, and she is growing up in our dino nursery. So our dino rangers that work at the park will actually initiate the kids to become junior dino rangers and help take care of Hattie. But she's an interactive baby dinosaur, so you get to pet her and learn about her and how she's going to grow up to be a full-size Hadrosaurus.
Wow. So kids are learning when they don't realize they're learning, which is the best part.
Which is the best part, when you can fool them.
Absolutely. So I really tell people the best way to enjoy Stone Mountain Park is to get a season pass.
Oh, that's the best way for sure. I mean, and even today we're having a preview for our mountain members today. So they're getting to see it before everybody else. So there's another benefit. But, whether or not you want to come to Christmas or Snow Mountain or, all the other festivals that come through the park during the year.
Do you still do the Highland Games?
Oh, we do.
Oh, I love the Highland Games.
The Highland Games is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you've been doing that for years.
Yes, yes. The Yellow Daisy is still one of my favorites,
yes.
And then the Country Living Fair, just because I like to shop. So those are some of my favorites.
Okay, are you still doing the walking around s'mores?
we just did that for Christmas.
Oh, shoot.
But those were good, weren't they?
Those were awesome.
But we do have the tater twist right now.
Okay, what's a tater twist?
It is a, it's basically like a fried potato on a stick, and it's spiralized.
Oh, yum.
And then some of them also have a hot dog in the middle of them. My sister-in-law is the biggest, she's like, I couldn't work out there because I'd want to eat a tater twist every day.
Oh, fun.
So they're great. They're fun to walk around with, and, you know, so they're portable.
Just kind of munch.
Yeah.
And, of course, we can't mention Stone Mountain Park without the laser light show.
Of course, of course. And it comes back on April 1st and runs through the 8th for spring fun break. So every night during spring break, we will be showing the laser show.
And it changes every year. If you think, oh, I've seen the laser light show. No. Now, what's my buddy?
Stan Morrell.
Morrell.
Our director of fun and shenanigans.
Yes. Who is the director of the laser light show.
Yes.
He puts together a fantastic show every year. So you can bring your blanket or your little picnic, or you can reserve. I didn't know you could do this.
Yes,
tell
you
people
can reserve
how you can
a seat. Yeah, so we have our terrace. We have 13 different terraces, and you can reserve a seat. So you don't have to bring the lawn chair and the blankets and all that. We'll do that for you. And also on those terraces, we'll have all-you-can-eat popcorn, and we'll do drinks. And some of the terraces also do Dippin' Dots, which, you know.
Oh, what's not complete without some Dippin' Dots?
Exactly. So that's nice when you don't really want to lug everything out there. But, you know, a lot of people still love to kind of come early, put out the blanket, bring a Frisbee, bring a football, and play on the lawn before the laser show starts. It's just one of those Atlanta traditions, and I'm so glad it's back. It's one of those things that, like, lets me know it's spring.
Yes.
Is when the laser show is back.
It's just good, wholesome family fun.
It really is. And it's a great value, too. I mean, the laser show by itself is free with parking, so I don't know any other value in Atlanta for that, a carload of people to go and be entertained like that, between the fireworks and all the special effects and the music. And if you don't like one song, don't worry, because another song's coming up in about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, he combines country with rap, with, you know, contemporary, gospel.
It's all over the place.
It's all in there.
Every single genre is represented, and I love that. We also play tribute to Georgia artists, and at the end, you know, you've got the Star Spangled Banner, and your heart is bursting with American pride.
Yeah.
So if you need that, like, you know, extra shot of American pride, and it's that apple pie moment kind of thing.
It
so.
Definitely is. Well, Stone Mountain Park is. It truly has something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, if you are an exercise enthusiast, go spend the day running around the lake.
Exactly.
Or
walk up the mountain. We have a group that walks up every morning at 6:00 in the morning. I mean, I say more power to you. I'll meet you up there from the sky ride. But yeah, we've got people who exercise. They'll buy an annual parking pass,
mm-hmm.
and that's 12 months of basically like an outdoor gym. When I come into work, I see people every morning exercising, and then, you know, they exercise throughout the day.
I mean, it's a great walk up and a great walk down, and you can either take the tram up and walk down, or take the tram down and walk up, vice versa. You don't have to do it both ways.
Yeah, you don't have to do it both ways. So we have a one way up if you want to walk down, and or one way down if you want to walk up.
Okay, now Easter is just around the corner.
Yes.
Do you still do the sunrise service?
We do.
Tell us
it's
about that.
It's probably the oldest event that we still do at the park.
Because I'm thinking about doing that this year.
It is worth it. If this is on your bucket list, I would encourage you to do it. It's one of the most moving, breathtaking things that I've ever done. It's hard to get up that early and get out there, but it's so worth it. When that sun rises and you're listening to the Easter message, it's just, the word I use is breathtaking.
And you're on a mountaintop.
So you feel closer to God on Easter morning. So
Stone Mountain Park. So what time does that begin?
So that begins at 7:00 in the morning. But what I would our sky ride actually opens, I believe, at 4 a.m. So and I would get there as early as you can. I wouldn't wait till 6:30 to get there. because you want to be ensured that you can get to the top. A lot of people walk to the top, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But the sky ride is very busy in the morning. So give yourself plenty of time to get through the gates and get up to the top of the mountain. Get your spot set. Bring a blanket. Cuddle with somebody that you love. And listen to the Easter message. You know, my mom used to take us to Easter sunrise services, and I remember complaining, but I knew it was really a cool experience, even as a kid.
Right.
So if you're on the fence about doing that, I mean, I totally recommend it. It's worth the early wake up.
I think that's something that people don't know that is happening at Stone Mountain Park, that
yeah.
It was something that's a great tradition that that people need to check out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more about the dinosaurs, explore at Stone Mountain Park. I'm here with Janine Jones with Stone Mountain. We're broadcasting live, as you can hear, from the Cobb Galleria Center with the home show. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thanks, Scott. And we are broadcasting live from the 39th Annual Spring Atlanta Home Show. We're getting ready to wrap up our broadcast, but they'll be here for a few more hours. And, of course, tomorrow the Spring Atlanta Home Show will be here. And I thoroughly invite you to come out, because if you're remodeling, repairing, or refreshing your home, this is everything you need for the inside or outside of your home. I mean, new products, new companies, this is where you go to find those folks. And we are talking right now with Janine Jones from the Stone Mountain Park, and I love Stone Mountain Park since I was a wee little child. Not that long ago, at the petting zoo. I told you my little horror story from the petting zoo.
Yes.
But let's talk about, if you're going to make it a staycation and you want to stay at Stone Mountain Park, what are the lodging options that you have?
Well, there's a lot of different lodging opportunities. So everything from Evergreen Resort, which is a 4-star resort. Then we also have our Stone Mountain Inn, which is more of a family hotel. And then we also have our campground. It's the state's largest campground. And you can bring your own tent or pop-up or trailer or RV. But if you don't have those things and you're still kind of wanting to camp, but you haven't really made that full leap into camping, we have 12 yurts now.
Oh, glamping.
Love it. Love it. This is my style
of
camping.
Yeah, me too.
So we have, it's a queen size bed and bunk beds in there. And then, and it's a round tent. It's off the ground. And on the back is my favorite. They've built decks out onto the lake.
Oh, wow.
It is gorgeous. I keep thinking, I have to do this soon. I want my first cup of coffee on that back deck looking at the lake. I think
relaxing.
It's perfect for a family. I mean, up to 5 people can stay in one of the yurts, so it's the perfect situation.
And I'm sure when you're booking one of these lodging options that they have packages that you can build in there, and so you're saving money.
Exactly. At all 3 of our lodging, you know, Evergreen, Stone Mountain Inn, or the campground, there's always packages. So, you know, if you're there for multiple days, you can go and enjoy the park as well.
Okay, is there a website you want to give for more information?
Absolutely, stonemountainpark.com.
All right, folks, you've been listening to Atlanta Living. Come out and enjoy the 39th Annual Spring Atlanta Home Show. Stay tuned for Joe Esposito at the car show next. You've been listening to Atlanta Living.